Welcome back to Giants.com. It's time for another edition of Fact or Fiction with Anita Marks and John Schmuck. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Fact or fiction, the Giants will have at least five new starters, five, on defense next year.
Anita, I'm going to go fact simply because who are the guys that we know that are returning that are going to be starters? You have Jonathan Hankins on the defensive line. No one else there. Devon Kennard at linebacker. No one else there. In the secondary, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie and Landon Collins. That's four. So you're leaving seven guys there where we don't know who the starters are going to be. Now, there are some free agents like Jason Pierre-Paul, like Prince Umukamara, like Robert Ayers. Maybe all three of those guys comes back. I don't think all three come back. Maybe two. I don't know which. We'll find out. So I think the safe bet here is to go fact.
Wow, five. That's a lot. Here we go. Number two. At least three of the four home teams will win the playoff games this weekend. And you and I were talking before we began shooting this. Now, we're both in agreement that we both think Arizona is going to beat Green Bay.
Very confident about that.
We're both in agreement that Denver is going to take care of Pittsburgh. Keep in mind, you got Ben Roethlisberger not healthy. Not sure what's going to happen with Antonio Brown.
Agreed.
So the two teams and the two games, I should say, that are in question is Kansas City at New England and Seattle at Carolina. So who do you have?
Well, we'll start in the AFC, and I think the Chiefs are a fascinating story. Usually when teams get on these super hot streaks, Anita, they get that one loss in there, and you almost want that loss before you get to the playoffs so you can relax a little bit. But the Chiefs haven't lost in such a long time.
11 straight.
But here's the trick. New England's getting healthy, and they're probably going to have both their wide receivers back. They're going to have their linebacker back, Jamie Collins. Their safety is going to be back on the field. So they're a really tough team to beat at home. I don't think Alex Smith will do quite enough to put enough points on the board to beat the Patriots. I think the team with the best chance to win on the road, though, is probably the Seahawks. Now, they got really fortunate against the Vikings. They had a lot of luck in that game. But the Seahawks are good in those types of games where they grind things out. It's the exact type of way the Panthers want to play. To me, who plays better, Russell Wilson or Cam Newton? That's how simple that game is.
That's a really big question mark. For me, Kansas City, that front seven, I think they can get to Tom Brady.
You know, that's a good point.
That's going to be the key. And you say, yeah, what does Alex Smith do? He's a field general. What he doesn't do is turn the ball over. So I'm going to, believe it or not, this might shock some folks, I think Kansas City upsets the Patriots.
Remember this too, though, Jeremy Maclin. If he plays, how effective is he going to be? Those ankle sprains can sometimes be problematic. He's Smith's best weapon. But you're right. That Patriot offensive line has been a problem all year round, and they're trying to get some guys back, but who knows how effective they'll be.
It will be fun to watch. Again, this has been another edition of Fact or Fiction.